Okay, so I'm gonna start off by saying, well, starting off episode two by saying that so much has happened in the past 3 days. By the way, if I say a lot, I don't know how to edit these things. I'm gonna try to in the future. See, there it goes again. Anyway, so. Episode one was basically pretty long intro into my past 7 years in the military. I don't know if I said before, but I will be leaving the military here pretty soon. My time is done in April, April 15th. I'll officially not be in the military anymore. My contract ends that day. But way before that, there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. Like I said before, clearing, getting to all these stations where you are in their system and having them remove you from the system. So I've been doing that for the past week or so. Yesterday, well, let's start off with Wednesday. So Wednesday of this week, it was March 4th, I believe. And there's a moving company locally here in Lawton, Oklahoma, that came by. And if you didn't know, the military, they, whenever you're getting ready to move to anywhere, you're gonna have the option of packing up your own stuff and taking it with you, or having the government pay a moving company to pack up your things and take them for you, so that way you don't have to worry about doing it all yourself. I have moved about three times. This move going back home will be my final move, but every single time that I've moved, I've had the government move my stuff for me. So that means that they'll send a company to come pack your stuff up for you a couple days before they actually pick it all up. So Wednesday was the day that the moving company came by, and it was three lovely ladies. They work at a City Moving and Storage here in Lawton, Oklahoma, and they came by, and they're very professional, very polite. I was very grateful that they were here to help me with packing up my things. They pretty much spent a few hours, I want to say from like 8:30 in the morning till about 1:30 in the afternoon, and almost 2 o'clock. And they're really cool. They packed up all my stuff. If they had a question about something that needed to be packed, they would come and ask me, and I would let them know. But they basically packed up every single thing that I had in the house, apart from the things that I had separated that I'm taking with me in my car. Which is just clothes and some, cleaning stuff that I'm gonna be using here the next few days to finish up cleaning the house, stuff like that. But that all happened Wednesday. And I had Wednesday evening and all of Thursday where I still had my TV because I hadn't packed that up yet. But at least I had something to, pass the time with. I'm a book junkie too, so I like reading. My favorite genre in reading is fantasy, so Lord of the Rings or anything like that. Like if you've ever heard of Jim Butcher, he writes these books called The Dresden Files. They're great books. They're modern fantasy. And so I like reading that type of stuff. So I've been reading this book that I got the other day. It's called The Eye of the World from the series The Wheel of Time, and it's book number one, written by Robert Jordan. So far so good. I've only gone through the prologue and the first chapter, so nothing exciting yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I've heard a lot about it. I follow a booktuber. I guess he doesn't like to be called that anymore, but a YouTuber called Daniel Green, and he reviews a lot of fantasy books and all that type of stuff. So if you get the chance, go ahead and check out his channel. I'm not getting paid for promoting him. I just like watching his videos because he's a cool dude or whatever. But anyway, so they came by Wednesday, packed up all my stuff. Thursday, I pretty much had all day where, I was just here and cleaning up whatever I could. And I couldn't really do anything because I still had everything in the house, all the boxes of some of my stuff packed up, my couch, my bed, my TV, everything was still here on Thursday. Now, yesterday, Friday, the 6th, the trucking company came by and they were here to pick up all my stuff. So it was a bittersweet moment because of me knowing the fact that this is going to be my last time moving in the military. I'm going back home to Pennsylvania where, I won't be part of the military anymore. The military's not going to move my stuff anymore. They're not going to pay trucking companies to move my stuff. They're not going to pay me for, traveling and my expenses and all that stuff. From then on, it's just going to be on me. Which is fine because I joined the military at 26, so I have plenty of civilian experience, but for the past 7 years, almost seven, let me see, 7 years and 4 months, I've known nothing but the military. So it's going to be a little difficult for me to get used to going back home and being a civilian again. But the great thing about it is that my family's back home. They're waiting for me. My kids, my three kids, they are, every day I hear from my oldest daughter. She sends me pictures of them and I just miss them so much. And I can't wait to get back home, Today is Saturday. Saturday morning is my first time sleeping in the house with nothing in the house. After the movers came by and picked everything up, I spent all evening yesterday cleaning everything that I could. So I cleaned up all the rooms. I cleaned up the bathroom in the hallway. I cleaned up the closets. I vacuumed. I cleaned the walls. I cleaned the kitchen. I literally just got done finishing cleaning the stove and behind the stove. All that type of stuff. Really, all I really need to do is just mop the floor, mop the laundry room, clean out the storage area outside, which only has just a few bottles. All I need to do is just sweep it up a little bit, maybe, and clean the bathroom in my room, and then pack up my car. So on Monday, I have the housing person coming by to do a pre-inspection of the house. They're basically just gonna come by and check and see that there's no major damages and all that type of stuff. And let me know whether they need me to, clean something that maybe I missed or anything like that. And well, after that, they're gonna give me a little paper that basically says that I have been cleared by housing. Even though technically I'm not gonna be clear because I'm still in the house until next Friday. But I need that paper for when I go to the main building here on post, so that they can completely clear me from the military. So that at that point, on Thursday morning, they're gonna take my ID card, which I won't get back. They're gonna give me a piece of paper called a DD-214, and it just basically states that I was released from the military voluntarily. It's gonna have all my awards, my decorations. It's gonna have all my information about how long I've been in the military, what I've done in the military, what classes I've done in the military, that I'm getting out honorably, there's a voluntary separation, all that nonsense. And yeah, as of Thursday of next week, I will no longer be in the military. I mean, I will be in the, what is it called? It's like a waiting unit. It's part of the reserves, but I won't really be part of them because if you don't know, well, maybe you heard my last episode, but I explained that there is an 8-year obligation that needs to be completed in the military. By the way, if this audio sounds a little echoey, it's because of the fact that there's nothing in my house anymore, and it's very loud inside of this house now, so sometimes I don't really talk much because I don't talk to myself. except for right now. But it's very loud whenever I speak inside the house. So if you hear any echo in the audio, that's what it is. I apologize. It's nothing really I can do about it. Anyway, there's an 8-year obligation that you need to complete in the military, whether you finish your first contract on 3 years or not. You'll still have the rest of that time up until 8 years as inactive reserves is what it is. So I will be placed in inactive reserves April 16th of 2020. Thing about it is, I've been in almost 7.5 years. Now, you may be asking yourself, okay, you have 6 more months, right? No, I don't, because if you've ever been in the military or not, I'm gonna explain it either way. There is a time where you swear in into the military. There's two times. You swear in about, I want to say about 6 months before you actually ship out to basic training. So I swore in May 22nd of 2020. I didn't actually ship out to basic training until November 5th of 2012. So my first swear in was May 22nd, 2012. And then I swore it in again November 5th of 2012 when I left for basic training. My 8-year obligation will be completed May 21st of 2020 because of the fact that I swore in that very first time in May. So come May of this year, my 8-year obligation will be over. So that's just roughly just 35 days after I come up on my end of contract date, which is April 15th. So April 15th is the last day on my the last day official the last day officially on my contract. May 21st is the last day that I will be on my 8-year obligation in the military. So May 22nd of this year, I will no longer belong to the military in any type of way, and to the government in any type of way, unless I get a federal job, which at that point, I guess I'll belong to the government in some sort of way, but I won't belong to the military in any type of way. So there's no way that the military could call me back if anything were to happen. I'm not saying that I would never, I'm not saying that I would not, come back if they tried to make me. Obviously, I would have to, but if they don't, then they don't. I'm cool with that. That's the whole reason why I'm getting out of the military, so that I can become a civilian again, so that I can do what I want to do, spend more time with my family, and all that type of stuff. But yeah, my house is empty. I spent all night last night cleaning the house, vacuuming and sweeping and cleaning the bathroom in the hallway, doing all that stuff I already said. And I mean, we're just really excited. I'm just really excited because I'm going home next week. I leave Fort Sill, Oklahoma, Friday morning of next week. And it's very surreal to me because I've been here for the past 2 years. I don't even know what today is. Today's the 7th. The 7th of March. On the 10th of March, which is Tuesday of next week, I will officially be on Fort Sill, Oklahoma for 2 years. 2 complete years. And yeah, I have left when while I've been on leave. I'll take leave to go back home during the summer or during Christmas and stuff like that, but assigned to Fort Sill, Oklahoma has been 2 years come Tuesday of next week. And if you heard my last episode, then you know how I feel about Fort Sill, Lawton, Oklahoma area. But either way, it's 2 years that I gave, 2 years of my life as part of the military that I gave to being here. And I'm not gonna say that I've had the worst time in the world, because I would be lying. I'm not gonna say that I'd have the best time in the world either, because I'd be lying. But it hasn't all been bad, honestly. I've met a lot of great people, a lot of great people. I've had a lot of great soldiers. It hasn't been all 100% bad. There's been some situations where, it's been pretty bad. But I mean, other than that, I mean, I can't say I had the worst time. It was okay being here, Summers were hot. It's really, really windy here in Oklahoma. I've never been in such a windy state. And I've heard that Chicago's windy. I've driven by there, but man, it's so windy in Oklahoma. It's crazy. But these past few days, that's really all that's happened. Tonight is UFC, I believe it's 248. Adesanya and God, I forgot his name. He's from Cuba. He's another great fighter. I apologize, I forgot his name, but they're fighting tonight. I'm going over to my buddy's house. I am somewhat of I'm not a cook enthusiast or anything like that, but I make some really good stuffed jalapenos, and I'll be making some of those tonight too, because my friend's wife is like in love with these things. So I'm gonna be making some of those tonight. Gonna have a good time, maybe drink a couple beers. Hopefully, we'll see. Other than that, I just wanted to, just put this out there. I know that I left episode one on kind of a cliffhanger, but I will be giving you guys a little bit more explanation on that whole situation in future episodes. If you have heard my first episode, I really appreciate it. I'm, like I said before, I'm new at doing this. I'm a normal guy. I'm not gonna try and speak properly on this. This is really just how I speak all the time. So again, thank you for listening to me talk in this echoey room, and I'll catch you guys later.